And what we could do is right now, just get yourself some darkness, okay? Just cup your hands and leave a little eye hole and then look in there and make sure it's dark, okay? How many got some darkness? How many have some darkness? Raise your hands. Okay, all right, you got some darkness. Did you look in there? Are you sure it's dark? Okay, here we go. We're all going to release our darkness into the room on three. Are you ready? Now, is there darkness in there? Okay, so here we go. One, two, three. Oh, did you see that? We have too great a fear and respect of darkness. Because one candle in this room would make a difference. But what happened if every one of us were releasing light into this room? See, the light overcomes the darkness, and the darkness has little effect upon the light at all. If you're going to begin to overturn atmospheres and establish atmospheres, you've got to get your priorities right.
Yeah.
You got to figure out which is stronger, your God or your devil. You got to figure out which is more, those that are with you or those that are against you. You've got to figure out which is greater, darkness or light. And when you establish that, and when you know what's in you, then you can start changing the atmosphere of a room. Okay? So I come into a room and they don't feel like worshiping. I don't care. Because I do. And I brought the kingdom with me. Amen. Saul didn't feel like worshiping when that demon was on him. He was sitting there depressed. All right? So what are you going to do? Are you going to be David and come in and give in to his depression? Or go, the doctor is here.
Let me play a little of this for you.
You know, and if he starts marring the Lord, the demon has to leave. Come on. That's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way it's supposed to be in your church. But what happens? You start thinking, oh man, Brother so-and-so is on the front row and he...